The Fairbanks Borough is seeking voter signatures statewide for an initiative petition to change state rules that govern local property tax exemptions. The proposal would allow communities to increase the residential property tax exemption from the current $20,000 limit to $50,000. Local real estate agent and former Borough Assembly member Eileen Cummings, who's been hired to manage the campaign, says the initiative reflects Fairbanks' desire to provide tax relief to homeowners.
We have a lot of people concerned about the rate of property taxes in our community, and that's been a historical issue. And so our mayor just said, let's do something about it. And the assembly agreed because people do complain about property taxes, and so we're hoping this will help.
The exemption would only apply to taxes on owner-occupied homes. Borough Chief Financial Officer Michael Lamb says if implemented, there would also be an increase in the mill rate.
If you increase the exemption, what ends up happening is the net taxable assessed value shrinks, and therefore the mill rate has to incrementally get slightly larger. But the net result for a residential property is that actual taxes themselves are slightly lesser.
Lamb says there are a couple of exceptions under this scenario: homeowners whose houses are valued in excess of $500,000, people that own properties beyond their primary residence, and commercial property owners would see their tax bills go up. Lamb says that would affect big commercial properties the most.
The pipeline would end up paying more taxes, the refinery, Fort Knox, the big box stores.
Lamb says Alaska communities will have different views on increasing the residential tax exemption depending on their local mix of property types and revenue sources. Cummings says the initiative has obvious appeal in Fairbanks, where alternative taxes have repeatedly failed to gain support and there's been major commercial construction in recent years. But she expects just having the option of increasing the homeowner property tax exemption will have statewide appeal. If the initiative gets enough signatures, it can either be approved directly by the legislature or put to a statewide vote. If approved, it would then be up to communities to decide whether or not to locally employ it.